It's 6 minutes past seven. Ronan Kelly is here with what it says in your morning papers.
Thanks, Mary. There's a lot of very good reading in the papers this morning, some new stories and some following on from their appearance earlier in the week. To some of the new stories first, and many of them are born out of statistics. The ones in the Irish Times and Mail relate to money, while the ones in the two Cork papers also relate to the domestic. The Times' main front page story tells us that corporate tax receipts are down since this time last year by 30% or 1 billion euro. The Department of Finance says this is because last year's figures were boosted as a result of one-off factors. The Minister for Finance, though, says the figures highlight our dependence on tax from a small number of multinational firms. Still on national money, the front page of the Mail says that our social insurance fund is heading towards a deficit spiral. The paper notes that experts say that unpalatable political decisions will have to be made to cut welfare, increase PRSI and raise the pension age. The stats in the Examiner relate to council houses. The paper says that a Sinn Féin Freedom of Information request has revealed that across the country there are almost 3,000 council houses boarded up, and nearly 800 of these have been out of use for over a year. 20 of them have been boarded up for more than 5 years. And a court in Middleton provides the front page story for The Echo, where a judge has noted a sharp rise in applications for domestic violence orders. He said it could almost be described as an epidemic. The sheer volume of applications, he says, is impacting other court business, and very few of them result in applicants turning up for hearings, and even fewer result in convictions. It being Friday, many of those stories from earlier in the week are still with us. Gerry Adams has said he'll be donating his award from his libel trial to charities that help children in Gaza, the homeless in Ireland and Irish language groups. That's in The Star. In the Irish News, he's quoted defending his comment about putting manners on the BBC. He said the British Broadcasting Corporation is paid from public funds. It should be publicly accountable for its broadcasting content. In her column in The Mirror, Larissa Nolan is writing about the shooting at the Carlow Shopping Centre. She says that the Gardaí have backed themselves into a corner, releasing the race of the shooter. Now, she says, they've set a precedent to do it wherever perpetrators are from. She's also writing about that TV documentary broadcast on RTE earlier in the week about the Housewife of the Year competition. She takes issue with the notion that the 1980s celebration of housewives contrasts with life today. She writes that now women are not only expected to be Housewife of the Year, but they also have to hold down a full-time job while doing it. Jennifer Hogan agrees. In her column in The Examiner, she says, Irish society knowingly exploits women. Being a homemaker is hard, she says, even when it's no longer valued. Down the page in the Examiner letter section, Michael O'Sullivan is cross at the documentary. He writes that his late wife Eileen was a regional winner in the Housewife of the Year competition. He says the documentary was more like a religion-bashing current affairs programme and missed the fact that most of the country looked forward to the Housewife of the Year competition, not as a story of sorrow and woes, but as sheer enjoyment. And then there was the funeral yesterday of Ellen Cassidy, the elite athlete who died after the marathon in Cork on Sunday. Her father, Tom, especially thanked the first responders who treated her. He said, though the outcome was heartbreaking, their dedication brought comfort in knowing that she was in the hands of those who gave their all that day.